Good morning, church. And it is a good morning. It is, in fact, a beautiful morning. Welcome to October. I was driving in this morning. I left the house around 7 in the morning and obviously was driving east. And this huge orange ball was in the sky. It is good to be here. It is good to be gathered, knowing God is present among us. If you're visiting with us today, a very warm welcome to you. We're glad you're here. There are visitor cards in the pew rack. If you would be so kind to fill it out, we'd love to know who you are and to be able to connect with you. I want to welcome Ina Cho, who is with us in worship today as Andrew is away. Ina is no stranger to St. John's, and we welcome her back warmly. I have an announcement about fall goodie boxes. It's time to buy or gather items for goodie boxes to be mailed in late October. These will be mailed to young adults living away from home. The sign-up sheets are posted on the bulletin board in the elevator lobby, and donations are accepted on or before October 22nd for approximately 24 boxes. You can leave your donations on the table in the library. Of course, many of you are aware that Alan Johnston passed away on Thursday. And the service will be held here at St. John's on Thursday morning, October 5th at 10:30 a.m. The visitation will precede that at 9:30 a.m. Our hearts are with Judy as she travels through this journey of grief and loss. Our hearts surround you, Judy. So now is the time when we put aside the preoccupations of the moment. We put them down, we take a deep breath, and we exhale. And we come to worship God Almighty.
Thank you. Listen, dear friends, to God's truth. Bend your ears to what I tell you. I'm chewing on the morsel of a proverb.
I'll let you in on this week old truth. Stories we heard from our fathers, counsel we learned at our mother's knee.
We're not keeping this to ourselves. We're passing it along to the next generation, God's fame and fortune, the marvelous things he has done.
God planted a witness in Jacob, set his word firmly in Israel, and commanded our parents to teach it to their children, so the next generation would know in all the generations.
Know the truth and tell the story so their children can trust in God, never forget the works of God.
We're not keeping this to ourselves. We're passing it along to the next generation, God's fame and fortune, the marvelous things he has done.
Would you join with me now in our confession? Ever listening and attentive God, pride can be a slippery slope. As individuals and communities, we have a right to feel good about accomplishments, our strengths and abilities. But pride can easily take on the attitude of arrogance. Suddenly, the voices and perspectives of others are viewed as less important than ours. Blinders act to keep the focus on ourselves, leaving little room for the spirit to do a new thing. The longer we remain comfortable, the harder it is to break out of our well-established cocoons. Voices that challenged are viewed as troublemakers. Perspectives that clash with our own are ignored and dismissed. All the while, God is attempting to break through. Forgive us, God, when we use tradition as a form of security to wall off change instead of a gift to move forward. Amen. Life offers plenty of opportunities to move off course, miss the mark, and lose our way. The good news is that we can always change course, recalibrate, and move forward. That is good news. Thanks be to God.
Morning. Our scripture this morning is from Matthew chapter 21, verses 23 to 32. Then he was back in the temple teaching. The high priests and leaders of the people came up and demanded, "Show us your credentials. Who authorized you to teach here?" Jesus responded, "First, let me ask you a question. You answer my question, and I'll answer yours. About the baptism of John, who authorized it, heaven or humans?" They were on the spot, and they knew it. They pulled back into a huddle and whispered, "If we say heaven, he'll ask us why we didn't believe him. If we say humans, we're up against it with the people, because they all hold John up as a prophet." They decided to concede that round to Jesus. "We don't know," they answered. Jesus said, "Then neither will I answer your question. Tell me what you think of this story. A man had two sons. He went up to the first and said, 'Son, go out for the day and work in the vineyard.' The son answered, 'I don't want to.' Later on, he thought better of it, and he went. The father gave the same command to the second son. He answered, 'Sure, glad to,' but he never went. Which of the two sons did what the father asked?" And they answered, The first, Jesus said, "Yes, and I tell you that crooks and prostitutes are going to precede you into God's kingdom. John came to you showing you the right road. You turned your noses up at him, but the crooks and the prostitutes believed him. Even when you saw their changed lives, you didn't care enough to change and believe him."
No, I'm not the one that's usually up here, but I would love it if the kids would come forward. And some of you I even know. And I hope when this is over, I can get up off these steps. Hi there. So I have a question about what we just heard. Did you hear the story where they were talking about the father who asked his sons to go out and work in the fields? One boy said he would go, but he didn't. And the other boy said, "I don't want to go," but he did go. So which one was the better son? Which one kept a better promise? The first son, right? Even though he said he didn't want to go, he realized, my dad wants me to do it, I should do it, okay? So when we think about promises, is it better to say that you can do something, promise to do something and not do it? Or is it better to actually do the thing you promised? Which is better? Do the thing, right? It's always better. Even if you say one thing but you do another, have you ever heard actions speak louder than words? Have you ever heard that phrase? What you do lots of times matters more than what you say. So have you ever had a case where you promised you were going to do something and then you didn't? Yeah, like what? Oh, practice your violin and you didn't? You know what I used to do? I used to say I was gonna play the piano, practice the piano, but then, no, that's not what I would do. My mom would want me to do the dishes and then I would say, oh, but I have to practice the piano, which was a way of getting out of doing the dishes. Or the other thing is like, do you ever have to clean your room and you say, yes, I'm gonna clean my room, and you go upstairs and then you find something interesting to read instead of maybe doing the thing you're supposed to do? Yeah, that's another thing. So what is hard about keeping a promise? What makes it hard to keep a promise, do you think? Do you know? You get distracted, yeah, that happens. Or sometimes you promise to do something and then you realize, I know I said I was going to do it, but I don't know how. Or I don't remember the instructions. And so sometimes it's okay to ask for help if you have promised to do something. And that's one thing that God does for us. If we are promising to do something and we don't know how, we can always ask God for help. We can listen to the stories that Jesus told us and use that as an example. What did he do? We can do what he did. So that's a good thing to think about, okay? So let's now say a little prayer, and then we'll say the Lord's Prayer. Dear God, thank you for giving us Jesus. Help us to remember to act like him. Don't let us forget we can ask for your help as we live out our promises in both our words and our actions. And thank you for the prayer that he taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you for coming up today.